The Torah in Parshas Kedoshim tells us about the Isser of tattoos. That there's a biblical prohibition to have a tattoo. And the Rambam in Perek Yud Beis, Halach Yud Aleph in Avodah Zarah, Hilchas Avodah Zarah writes, Zehaya Minaga Akam, Sheroshim Atzman, Avodah Kavam. The Rambam writes, people used to do it, it was in Avodah Zarah. But whatever the reason was, we'll see that some poskim are more makel today under the right scenarios, since you're not doing it with Shem Avodah Zarah. So maybe it's only an Isser Drabanan that comes up today. People are have a surgery and they have a pagam and they want to cover it up. They have a scar, so they want to put up a tattoo. So that's the whole discussion in the poskim, but some of the reasons for leniency, because some say the only time you have, and this is the deraisa of tattoos, is if you write letters. So you're not putting letters on. Others say that since, but here based on the Rambam, the only when is it in this deraisa? When you're doing it for Avodah Zarah purposes. But here you're not doing it for Avodah Zarah purposes. You're doing it for refuah, or for to remove the tzar. And as well, depending on and some point out as well, we'll see the whole purpose is to show you are different. Here you're doing it to try to look normal. And in case of so therefore b'makom choli covered up brias post some poskim ameko, we have to go through a specific case to see when is room to be lenient, when isn't. And as well, there's something like, I think it's permanent cosmetics, even though it's not permanent. So again, so that's also a big discussion in the post-skim. Specific shayla, speak to your local posek, but that's what they discuss here as well. If you're just putting on makeup, so maybe there's no letters, you're not doing it for Avodah Zarah purposes, you're doing it because you're embarrassed to go outside or you feel uncomfortable. And plus, even though it's called temporary, but it's not temporary. So different, even though, you know, many of the poskim are still machmir, but again, you know, you have to discuss your specific case and see if there's room to be mako or not. If you're covering up a scar, you know, that's by permanent makeup, or by more poskim ameko when it comes to just putting on a tattoo to cover up a scar. Because once you get it down to an issur drabanan, you get it down to rabbinical prohibition, so then you have covered abrios, or a general, if you're a chole she'ein bo sakana, that if you're a sick person, if it's pikuach nefesh, your life's in danger, of course you could do it. But if it's chole she'ein bo sakana, you're down with the drabanan, so that there's more room to be meko. There's interesting discussion, the poskim, based on what's shot in the Rambam or others, is what about someone who, let's say someone in the middle of the night came and put a tattoo on you. You woke up in the morning, or they put you on anesthesia, you went for surgery, and they thought you were coming in for a tattoo instead of taking out your kidney stone or whatever it might be. So is there an issur of leaving a tattoo on you? So there's a whole discussion in the Achronim, because the Rambam writes, again in the same place, he writes, in Wawasakum Eino Loka. So we know, generally speaking, you violate a biblical prohibition, you get makas, you get a good old-fashioned whooping. Because from the Redarshan Smuchim, that it talks about summons of Russia, and it talks about the Muslim Iraq, so we learn that that's the classical one, that Alav Sheyesh Bo Maisa, if you do an action, you get makas. So clearly, if you're not helping in any way, so then there's no makas. But is it usur? Like, could I leave it on? And it's a very halachal maisa shayla. Number one is, we have many Baalei Tshuva today, when they already got the tattoo. Now do they have to remove it? And even more so, let's say a ger shen is gayer. Someone comes to the mikvah and they got a tattoo when they were a Gentile. So clearly it was mutter for a Gentile to do. Is there a chiyuv to remove it or not? So the Rambam just says that there's no makis. So Rav Chaim Kineski, the Steyerport son, he and other achronim clear the following chakira. What is the isser of having a tattoo? Is it having a tattoo on me? Is that the prohibition? Or is no? It's creating the tattoo. Is it the creating the tattoo, but once I have it, it's okay? Or they say, no, it's usher just to have. So the Minchas Chinuch seems to say, it's just having a tattoo on you. If you have a tattoo, by hook or by crook, wherever you got it, you have to get rid of it. And Rav Chaim Kineski says, no, he thinks the isser is only creating the tattoo. So therefore, that'd be a major difference. I think Meikar did we paskin that it's only creating the tattoo. So strictly speaking, a ger shen iskaya or a bal tshuva wouldn't necessarily Meikar din have to remove it. However, they might want to remove it anyway. Well, especially by a ger, part of taking away your past and like you're starting fresh, not to remind you. And in fact, of course, the Rav Chaim Ashri, who writes in Tshuvas Mimamakim, he writes many stuff, questions in the Holocaust. What about the Jews who have tattoos from the concentration camps? So, number one, I think we assume you don't have to remove them, but obviously if it might be recommended, depending where they are, and you might feel very uncomfortable with it. But he thought when it came to tattoos from the Holocaust, once you dafka leave it on, because we know today with Holocaust deniers, you remove the tattoo, people will deny the Holocaust, they'll deny it anyway, but we want to keep the memory alive. In fact, that's the story where some say they asked Rav Moshe, if I, one of the Holocaust survivor had the uniform from Auschwitz or some other concentration camp, he wanted to know if he could be buried in it instead of Tachrichim. So apparently, Rav Moshe said yes. So again, you know, probably the idea of being makatreg, just like we don't, the Chevra Kaddish, if someone's murdered, so you leave the blood on, so God could take a cum on the blood. So that's what Rav Ashri, obviously if a person wants to take it off, then he looks at it and reminds him he's having nightmares, so of course then he could take it off. But the issue is in terms of, you know, whether you have to take it off or not, if it's recommended. So perhaps depending if the tattoo's inappropriate, then maybe you should remove it. If in the case of the Holocaust, Rav Ashri felt that not only shouldn't you take it off, you should leave it because to keep the memory going and not to forget the terrible atrocities. That's some of the contemporary issues with tattoos that comes up a lot in terms of makom choleh. Someone wants to cover up a scar or a pagam. So again, so when we're dealing with the rabbanans, we're dealing with you're not doing it for avodah zarah, depending what it is. If it's not permanent, those are all grounds for being mako, as well as some point out Yadavka doing it to look normal. Normally, why do you have a tattoo? You want to show you how different you are. Here, Yadavka covering up the mark with the tattoo to what you want to fit in with everyone else. And then that's the Shiloh regarding about tshuva or a ger. Does he have to remove a tattoo? Going to the Mincha Sinach, yes. I think most assume no, that when the issue is creating the tattoo, not having the tattoo on you. And therefore, it might be recommended in some cases to remove it, depending, especially if it's inappropriate. And as well, regarding the Holocaust, some might feel it's appropriate to leave it because in order to keep the memory going of all the Kedoshim who are killed.